Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Scalescape. I'm your host, Justin Chu. With me today is Jimmy Lai, co-founder of OnGrad with one mission: to help undergraduates and young professionals navigate the murky waters of life after graduation. OnGrad has brought so much impact to the career prep process in Hong Kong, and I'm so excited to share this story with you. This is the OnGrad story. Jimmy, very nice to have you on the podcast. Again, you know, we've done this previously before, but of course, we've had a lot of conversations in the past about OnGrad and about your experience in entrepreneurship. So it's such a pleasure to have you in today. So thank you for coming, Jimmy.
You're welcome, Justin.
Cool. To kick things off, could you give us a little introduction to yourself and also maybe about what OnGrad is doing?
Sure. So I'm Jimmy. I graduated in University of Hong Kong around 6 years ago in 2014. And when I first graduated, I got into a property conglomerate in Hong Kong, and it's called New World Development. Actually, when I graduate, I feel like people around me, like the same year people that when they land on their first job, I don't think they were as happy as I do, because I actually quite enjoy my job in New World, where I feel like the working environment is everything. People treat me well, and I love the job. I learn a lot from the job, but it seems like the people around me, they don't feel the same. So I felt like there is a big gap in the career market in terms of graduate job. So like when we over enjoying our studies and what we do in university, and some people, you know, just they don't really spend a lot of time in careers when they do bachelor's. So when they graduate and when they land on their first job, it might be, I'm not sure if it's normal, but quite a lot of people are, you know, failing their expectations on their first job. So that's why I started, when I worked for a year, I started opening the Facebook page for OnGrad just to share my working experience and in general how you should prepare to do your, you know, job hunting preparation. And, you know, back then there aren't a lot of pages or Facebook page talking about career preparation or anything. So that's how we started.
Mm-hmm. And so you touched a little bit about how OnGrad's related to that job search and the recruitment process, right? So within this really quite saturated market, you know, what pain point are you trying to address, and what is sort of the target market and user group that you're trying to help?
All right. So I can talk about the headhunting industry as people might understand more. So the headhunting industry, they charge the companies for around 1 to 3 months salary by successfully placing a candidate into a company. So usually what they do is that they do professional hire. There aren't a lot of firms doing fresh hire, because, you know, fresh hire, the salaries is not high. And that is why most companies would only target professional hire. And as you might see, and that's also one of the reasons why the fresh graduates, they don't get enough attention from the recruiters. And that is also why this is our motivation to start the Facebook page, to write about how do you hunt a job for your grad job. And we just started sharing the information on our Facebook page, telling about what are the strategies, how you should start. And that's how we started to, you know, gather our first 10K fans on Facebook. And we realized that, oh, actually with this mass amount, then the company starting to fund us to place advertisements on our Facebook page. And that's how we started to monetize and try to enter this so-called employer branding industry.
Yep. And it's like, you know, you're talking about the Facebook page, and it's like these little things and pieces of content, but it actually, you know, helps you gain a lot of traction. It goes to show how much of a pain point this is, you know, to the people that are in the job search process, because there's a huge glaring hole in this pipeline, you know, that I think is what OnGrad is trying to contribute towards. And so I do want to ask, what makes OnGrad, you know, stand out from the saturated market of the job search, HR, career matching solutions, and what's the exact value proposition of OnGrad?
So we have a very simple line, is that we start from students. So every time we think from a student's viewpoint, what the company can bring to you, but not like you, how you contribute to the company. Of course, the companies care how you contribute to the company, but exactly, we always speak and write in terms of a student's viewpoint, like how that company can help to build your career path, why the people in that company matters to you a lot. So when we work with the unique content with every company, we craft and build the content and make sure that our readers would like it. So we make sure that those content is really something that would attract to our readers. So I think that is one of the reasons why the companies will want to work with us, because it seems like we understand the Gen Z, your generation, that when they look for their first job, what you guys are looking forward to. So we really craft according to that needs.
Right. I really like that idea because you're crafting a solution that is sort of by students for students, right? Because after all, you know, like you mentioned, you're 26 and you also have you're very in line with sort of what the people in my generation are thinking and what we're thinking about a job and a career. Because it's very different from you know, say my parents' generation or the generation before that, where it's really simply just about finance and things, but it's also sort of what, you know, what are you passionate about? What do you want your career to be like? And I think that's a very wonderful way of putting it. Because, like you said, crafting it from the consumer perspective. And from the consumer perspective here, it's the students, right? So that's a really wonderful thought. I do want to talk a little bit about your the virtual internship program that you just wrapped up a couple weeks ago. You know, I saw that. I was really I really liked how you know, the students that were coming up with the presentations, they, you know, they were really engaged with what they were doing. So maybe could you talk a little bit about the virtual internship program and sort of how, you know, that was able to really help and aid with what OnGrad is doing.
Thank you, Justin, for mentioning our VIP program. We call it the VIP because virtual internship program. This is actually our first time doing the VIP stuff because we felt like quite a lot of students are panicking from not getting a summer internship. As you know, summer internship has been very important to every student in university now, and that is why we are thinking about, oh, without any limitations on our office space, with the digital workspace being so accessible to every student, why not we just do a virtual internship and show that people have got something to write on their CV? That's how we thought, like originally. We didn't even think about, oh, can we give enough support to our students? You know, it turns out to be very great. Our students love it because we don't expect our students work a lot for us. It's about how we can offer to our students, because what we think we're good at is that we know how employers choose talents. So we do a lot of workshops for them to introduce different industries. So like in although they are working for our industry in HR consulting, in media production, but we're telling them, like, if you want to get into other industries, how you can explore more, we can connect you with different people. So I think that the students enjoy working with us because they can learn a lot of different skills and knowledge about different industries. And that's why from their products and their presentations, I feel like they really enjoy how engaged we are. And yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, just seeing them present on their projects and their findings and market research, you can tell that, you know, they're really engaged and passionate about what they're doing. And I think, like, again, like you said, your position in the middle and you're the intermediary, you know what the recruitment process is like from the company's perspective. But then at the same time, you also know what people like us, fresh graduates, young professionals are also looking for. And so then you're able to bridge that gap very nicely, not just with the content, you know, that I also watch myself, right, with Yina Chan on Venture Capital, but then also with the VIP virtual internship. So I think these are very wonderful ways. And I think this is only the start of, you know, more other creative solutions for that gap to be bridged. The next thing that I want to talk about is actually about challenges that maybe you've faced. As you know, startups, you know, famous saying goes that 99% don't even, you know, don't even work out, right? And so through that process of creating a product and scaling a company, I'm sure there are a lot of challenges. I want to ask if, you know, could you talk us through maybe some challenges that you faced in the initial stages of OnGrad or even now? And maybe how did you lead your team in maybe pivoting and working around them?
Sure. I think the number one issue that I'm not sure if every startup, but at least for us, it's money. So money is really important to keep our business from surviving. If you don't have money, you know, I would say COVID has hit us a lot because most companies paused and freeze their headcounts, and you know, with if they don't post jobs, then you know, they don't need us, because when they don't hire, then they don't need to post about their jobs, and they don't need someone to find talents for them. So I would say in the first half of 2020, it's been very hard for us. We can say we barely made any business, and the business dropped around 90% compared with last year. So the cash flow, the money has been very difficult for us. But thank God it's already near September, and then the past 2 months has been amazingly crazy. The business, I would say, it came back a lot, and you know it's over. And but the real challenge is here is that I would say our business is not I would say to many VCs or to them, it's not as scalable as other products, because you can see like we craft a lot of things, right? We do a lot of caring to our students. We think from their perspectives. It's not like a very standardized product that we're offering to our students, and that is why this is the main challenge that we're facing. That's why we launched our iPhone application and iOS and Play Store application, because with our app we can grow with our users and try to put our advertisements on the app, and we can do a lot of digital touch points so that we can, you know, try to persuade our investors that if we do that in other countries, other markets, we can also be successful. So we're trying to do with that challenge.
Yeah, of course. And I really like that point that you brought up in terms of, you know, how you very candidly mentioned that your product is not, you say per se scalable as maybe more traditional, you know, easy to scale tech solutions. So I think there's a lot to be said, you know, about how, you know, when we're thinking about business and we're thinking about features and the product, it's very important to know sort of which ones are able to scale, but then you're also keeping in mind the value proposition that you're trying to bring. And so you're always feeding that back into the product that you're trying to make, whether it be the OMG app, right, on my grad, or, you know, through whatever kind of other scalable solution. And so, you know, and also thank you again for sharing, you know, very candidly about, you know, the issue with finance. A lot of people, you know, are not too open to speak up about that. And it's something that, you know, between us, we know that it's a very good quality to have, to be open and transparent, because only then will you be able to, you know, get a lot of things done right. And I do want to ask a bit about the product now, right? Because with Hong Kong, it's a bit unique in the sense that it's quite bilingual, right? It's a bilingual market with a lot of different subcultures, right? Almost like Singapore, but quite different. And then it has implications for the recruitment process as well. And so I just want to ask if there is any kind of like localization of the product that you're planning to incorporate, or, you know, how are you going to tailor that approach to the individual?
I would say I agree very much that Hong Kong is very unique, because when we speak, basically it's very Cantonese, but for a lot of companies or emails, they are English. So we're doing like when we write English, but we talk, it's Cantonese. So it's very weird. I would say most of our students actually also prefer Cantonese content. And that is why from day one, we've been making Cantonese Facebook posts. And also our videos are all in Cantonese. I think it catched our students more attention. But for a lot of company related, like I would say the serious stuff, they are all in English. I think it's a good starting point to capture the main market, the local students in Hong Kong, and that's how we go through it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when you're able to get that user interaction with your early market very done right first, then you're able to translate that into, say, Singapore or Taiwan as you're expanding. So again, it's just getting that tiny user interaction and that little bit of product market fit very sharp before you scale that. And I really like that thought, Jimmy. The next thing is, you know, when we're talking about startups and we're talking about the products and companies, a huge thing for me personally is that we work with a sense of passion and a sense of purpose, right? We want to be able to impact, you know, the people that we're helping, the community, right? And so I want to ask, you know, you personally, what is that driving motivation for you, and what is the kind of impact that you want to create with OnGrad now and in the future?
What is the motivation? I would say, because for myself, I talk to a lot of students, and it has always been the thing that I really see the problem is still there. And you know, I talk to a lot of students, and I remember I told you the story about my tutoring student. So back then when I was still in New World, I offer tuition for university students as well, because she thinks that she thought that she couldn't manage with her bachelor work. And that's why I've been tutoring her about business courses. And she told me, so when I asked her what she wants to do after she graduates from her bachelor's degree, she said that she wants to work in Sara as a salesperson. And I was quite stunned because I told her that if you want to be a Sara salesperson, you don't have to do a bachelor's degree. And she couldn't get why, because the only thing that she thought about doing a bachelor's degree is because she wants to satisfy her parents' will, because she, like, everyone says that you need to have a bachelor's degree in the society, where, like, in order to be successful. And that really hit me a lot, because I felt like there has been a lot of misunderstandings about how us, the young generation, can create our own future. Because I'm sure there are a lot of successful people, they don't have their bachelor's degrees, a lot of dropouts, a lot of people, they just go straight to what they want to do. And I really want to fight against this information gap. I want my students to be doing things that they really like instead of what they are told to do. So that's how we started the startup, and it's been 5 years, and we really want to build and then want more students to see that they're working for something that they really like.
Yeah, and that's so amazing. And it's about taking charge of, you know, what you want and what you want in life. And it's not, you know, what is the point of having a bachelor's degree if you want to do something entirely else, right? If you wanted to do something entirely else, then you have to pursue the kinds of things that will help you elevate that pursuit, right? And that mismatch, I think that's where OnGrad is able to help to contribute. And so again, you know, I say this a lot, but Jimmy, you're an amazing guy, and I think the kind of impact that you create, you know, it's very a lot of us can really learn from your acumen and the insights that you have. I want to ask, what's next for OnGrad at this point? Like, what are your plans, you know, to grow, to scale, and what can we expect, say, you know, 6 months down the line, 1 year down the line?
We are very happy to say that, as I said, from the last 2 months, is that quite a lot of companies, they are doing their virtual academy with us. So we took a lot of videos with different industries, industry leaders, and to post their videos on our app. So I would already encourage, if you are a freshman or you're a junior, that you're still unsure about which industry you want to work in when you graduate, then please really download our app and watch the videos from the industry leaders telling about how they work in that industry, which are the people that are suitable for that industry. And on the other hand, it's about the location. We hope that not just Cantonese speakers can enjoy from our app. We really hope that other people from other markets can also enjoy. So maybe English content and also other, like maybe Singapore, Taiwan. We're also looking to these markets, and we really hope we can expand our users to different countries.
Right. Of course. And, you know, thank you for sharing with us the big picture plan of OnGrad over the next couple of months. I do want to wrap things up by, again, giving you an explanation of the title of the podcast, which is Scalescape. And when we're breaking that down, when we're growing a company and we're scaling a company, we need to take into account the landscape, right? The bigger picture. So that includes things like product market fit, geography, timing, sector, the list goes on. I want to ask you, what is one tip that you can give to founders now to scalescape their companies towards success?
One tip, only one tip, right?
Yes, just one tip.
Secure the money, I would say.
Secure the money, nice.
So every founder, they are quite obsessed with their own idea, right? So yeah. I would say you've heard a lot of stories about how other people, you know, disagree with your idea or whatever. And I would say, like, yeah, you don't need everyone to agree to your idea, but you need your investor to agree to your idea. You just need one.
You have to hustle. You need a hustle. You need to get the money, and you get to, and then you can scale your company. That's a wrap. That's a wonderful thought to end on. Jimmy, thank you so much. You know how much I enjoy having conversations like these, and thank you for your time, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Skillscape that actually marked the 10th episode of Skillscape, and we're looking to release 100 more. If you like this content, check out Skillscape on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I'd love to hear your thoughts and to connect with you. I'll see you next week.